Well, once again, we are chatting with the folks over at Sanford Health. We have Dr. Colleen Swank, soon to have her own show here on Paul Bunyan Broadcasting. She's the Vice President of Clinic. We've had her on so many times, which we truly do appreciate you taking the time all these months to talk about this, and we're continuing to talk about it today. And today, although we're talking about COVID again, we are actually talking about some of the best news we've had in a while.
Yes, thank you for having me on again, and very excited. In Minnesota, there are three hubs that have received COVID-19 vaccine, and here in Bemidji, we are one of the hubs that received 975 doses today.
So 975 doses of something that a lot more than that want. And I know we talked last week, Dr. Swank, about the process and the order of which is actually determined by the federal government. So we probably should start there. Now that you have the 975 doses, who's getting it and what's the process?
Yes. And one of the things to also remember is that although the CDC and the federal government have recommended how the vaccine should be given, it's really each state that decides. And the states typically will follow the CDC guidelines. One thing in Minnesota is that they're having us wait. Even though we have vaccine today, we won't be administering vaccine for another week. They want to make sure that all of the locations have all the education that they need. So you may hear on the news tonight that other places other states got vaccine injected into people today. We will not, probably until next week.
Okay.
And then as far as who gets the vaccine, it's categorized, and right, the beginning is 1A, and the people that are 1A will be healthcare workers, long-term care residents, and the people that work with the long-term care residents. Those will be the first ones to get the vaccine.
Okay. Now, in addition to the 975 doses we're getting today, apparently many more will be available by the end of the week. Is that correct?
That is true. The state of Minnesota will have about 47,000 by the end of the week at 8 regional hubs across the state of Minnesota.
So what is it about Sanford that allows them to be a regional hub? Is it just because you are a big facility here serving a large area, or what was it?
So two different things. The first is this Pfizer vaccine needs to be stored at a temperature of 60 to 80 degrees below zero Celsius, so negative 60 to negative 80 degrees Celsius. And so those freezers, you know, you can't just run to the Home Depot and grab one of those freezers. So we ordered that. Sanford ordered 7 to be given across their footprint, and so Bemidji has 1. And so we are actually the hub for northern Minnesota, and so we are storing the vaccine for other health care centers that don't have the freezer.
Well, 60 to 80 below zero Celsius, that's really, really cold.
Yeah, so when I watched the vaccine be unpacked today, so it comes in a container that's, I don't know, the size of a small cooler, and then it's packed with dry ice. And then there's this small, like almost like a personal pan-sized pizza box that the vials are stored in. And the people that unpacked it had to wear these gloves that were rated to negative 70 Celsius. And the person that unpacked it said that even with those gloves on, she could still feel how cold it was.
Why does it have to be that cold?
So I don't know if I understand the science behind that, because the Moderna vaccine that's coming out, I don't believe has to be stored that cold. So it has to do with something with the process of the way that the vaccine was manufactured. Now, you don't have to worry that something is that cold is going into your body. When it's time to give the vaccine, the doses are pulled out, and then they're brought to room temperature and reconstituted before they go into your arm.
Okay. And I know that they were taking great care. I know they were tracking this with GPS, and they had temp monitoring equipment and everything to make sure this stays stable and stays the way it needs to stay.
Yeah, it was really pretty cool because there were all these wires coming out of this cooler as well. So it's GPS monitored, so CDC and Pfizer know exactly where each of these are in the country, because so many of them obviously are getting dispersed across the country. And then because it's so important to make sure that the vaccine is going to stay the temperature that it needs to stay, it's monitored with temperature trackers as well. So at any moment in time, we know exactly what temperature each vial was at any particular point in time.
Okay. So the other thing that I thought was really interesting we talked about before we went on the air was the fact that we know that, or research indicates strongly, that this will help prevent people from getting the disease or make them immune to it, but it doesn't mean you wouldn't necessarily be able to still transmit it. So explain that to us a little bit.
Yeah, so you've heard 94 to 95% efficacy after two doses. So that means that's really high. And so for a vaccine, we feel like once you get those two doses, that you, the likelihood of you getting COVID is very low. But what we don't know is if you are exposed to COVID again, even though you're immune from getting the disease, whether you could carry it and then spread it to somebody that wasn't immune. So, for example, it's going to take a little while for a large percentage of the community to be vaccinated, but we know that probably 100% of our healthcare workers will be vaccinated within a month or two. But you'll still see us all wearing masks and still taking the same precautions as we were before, just because we don't know yet whether or not we could spread virus to patients or to others.
Okay. So this is where we're at as of today. And again, you're saying like next week, maybe start to see some people getting the vaccine here in our area. And we ran down kind of the order it goes. So beyond those real key people to start things off, when can the rest of us start to expect to see the opportunity?
So it'll still go by risk factors, and I don't know if the state of Minnesota has talked about what is the next group of people, but I know I've read with the CDC that some of the next people will likely be essential workers in non-healthcare related fields. So you can remember kind of back when the lockdown happened who were considered essential workers. Then it will be people also that are at high risk, so people with comorbid conditions that we know lend them to be more likely to be hospitalized or to die from COVID-19. Then it will likely be those that are older than 65, and then after that it'll be those people that are younger than 65 and don't have any comorbid conditions. And so I think it's safe to say that it'll probably be closer to summertime before those people in the last categories will be eligible to receive vaccine. But anything can happen. So the Moderna vaccine, the Moderna vaccine is likely to get emergency use next week. And so then places will start giving that vaccine as well as the Pfizer vaccine. And then there are other vaccines that are also in those stage 3 trials. And so as more vaccine becomes available, then obviously we can give vaccine to more people in a faster manner.
Is there a way to determine a preference that would work better for somebody than another, or is it kind of guesswork?
So, I mean, at the beginning, there won't really be much of a choice, right? There's only one right now that's approved in the United States. As there's multiple ones that are approved, they may discover, because the first two vaccines are the mRNA vaccine that we talked about the last time I was with you. But some of the vaccines are are different than that. And so we may discover that somebody who is, I don't know, immunocompromised or somebody who's elderly, that one vaccine might work better for that subgroup than the other. And once we have enough vaccine to be able to pick and choose from, we'll make those determinations. But as I know right now, there isn't one that's deemed better for one population or another. Other than, like, this Pfizer vaccine is approved for 16 and above, and one of the other vaccines might be approved for younger than 16. And so we would only give vaccine to the children that were appropriate for whichever vaccine is rated for that age.
Well, I took one of those online quizzes to see, and apparently I will be the last person in Minnesota to get this. So I guess I should feel good about that.
Yeah, I was going to say it means you're young and healthy. So.
Well, healthy, baby, but I don't know about the young part, but I'll take healthy.
Well, it's all relative.
Yes. Well, again, you know, we're just getting started in this. People who are expecting, you know, a two-week turnaround, that's not going to happen. But this is some of the best news we've had since COVID-19 hit the shores of the U.S.
It is the beginning. It's the beginning of this process, but it is an exciting beginning. And, yeah, I mean, our hope is that there'll be enough vaccine produced that you'll be able to get it at your local CVS or Walgreens, you know, just like people get their annual influenza vaccine.
Okay. Anything else we need to know about before we wrap it up today?
No, I don't think so. Just continue to educate yourself and remember to make sure you're paying attention to the sources that you're reading, because as more vaccine is delivered, there are going to be more stories out there with conspiracy theories and false science. And so just make sure that you're educating yourself with reliable sources.
Should you, if you were one of the people with some high-risk possibilities, should you be calling the clinic or calling somebody right now, or how is that going to work?
No, we will let people know when we get closer to being able to vaccinate the next group in line. And so they don't have to worry about that. I guess the one thing that I can recommend is if you receive your health care at Sanford Health, it would be great if you could sign up for MyChart, because that's probably where we will have people go to schedule appointments. And so if you can get that process done with right away, then that will be one less step that you have to do when it's time to get your vaccine.
Dr. Colleen Swank is a pediatrician at Sanford Health in Northern Minnesota and the vice president of clinic, discussing the vaccines that have just begun to arrive today. Again, it's a very small beginning, but it is a beginning, and it's a positive move forward, and we'll keep on top of that as we go along. Dr. Swank, thanks as always for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.